Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Right. You ready to?
Yeah.
Turn on. So you're ready to study the Bible?
Right.
So I told Pastor John, this evening I'm not going to, to teach you. I like to learn from you. Okay. So this evening I'm not going to talk, you're going to talk. Okay. So the reason, my English very limited, so your English very, wide. You can talk more, so I can talk less. So that's why I am going to hear from you. So today night I'm going to talk about Book of Jonah. Okay. So my first condition in Sri Lanka, I'm doing that. You take your Bible and open first. Okay. Second, we're going to read it together, and we're going to study together. Okay. Right. First of all, I want to ask first thing. How many you read one time Book of Jonah? How many you know? So everybody, you participate with me. You can raise and show your hands. How many you know Jonah's story? Okay. So first we want to give a title for Jonah's book. Okay. So your opinions I need. So what title you going to give for Jonah book? Title. Book, yeah. So according to your understanding, reluctant prophet, okay. Other opinions? Okay. Like very attractive topic you can, the title you can give, what you can give. One word or two word. Surrender. Right. Okay. Okay. Rebellious. Okay. And mostly there we are talking about disobedient, Okay. So today my topic, obedience and disobedience. So in the book of Jonah, you think obedience or emphasizing disobedience? More emphasizing on which topic? Obedient or disobedient? How many of you agree with this, sister? You can say disobedient. So no Jonah book talking about obedience. So I think my topic, obedience. Yeah. So, the book of Jonah full of obedience. How many you can agree with me? Only one man disobedient, but other all are obedient. Okay, right. A little bit I will give a background of Jonah, then we will go to the book, okay? So, Jonah, son of Amita. My pronunciation according to my Sinhala language, so don't think about. He's a prophet of northern kingdom. You know, the kingdom divided to Israel, north, 10 tribe rules, and south kingdom too. South we call Judah, north we call Israel. So BC 722, north kingdom, what happened? There, the Assyrians captured, And south kingdom, 586, Babylon captured, you know that story, okay? So, close to North Kingdom, like they are exiled, or they are captivity, close to that period, Jonah lived, okay? So Jonah called to which country to a prophet? Nineveh. So Nineveh is the which country capital? Assyrian capital, Nineveh, okay? So what happened? Jonah called to be a prophet to Nineveh. Why? Nineveh's sin fulfilled. You know, this is my language. You understand what I'm saying. So God want to punish Nineveh. Then he want to take that message and to deliver to the Nineveh people, you're going to perish. You're going to judge by God. That message, God want to tell who? Nineveh. Okay. So why Jonah away from God calling? So this is question for you. He hated them. Okay. So first we will see, you know, so he disobedient, Jonah. So whoever disobeyed, their life not up, you know, always their life going down. So book of Jonah, we can see four downs in his life, okay. It's a book of Jonah showing chapter 1, verse 3, you want to read. So my reading also not very good, so your reading is very best, so one after one you can read. So read chapter 1, verse 3. Jonah. Went down. This is the first mention. He went down. Okay. So first. Second went down. Same verse 3. Again the Bible say. He went. Went down to ship. And verse. Chapter 1 verse 5. Again say. He went down. Verse 5. No, chapter 1, verse 5. Sorry. Yeah, go ahead, sister. Go. Right. He say went down. Okay. He went down the most down. How to say that? Inner part of the ship. So it's mentioning three downs. First, he went to where? Joppa, and we went down to ship. We're not getting to the ship, we down. And he went to inner part of the ship. And other one is chapter 2, verse 6, another down. Chapter 2, verse 6. Ah, okay. So he went down to the sea. So where man can go down, he went that down. I'm okay? What I'm saying, if someone away from God, you listen to me? You listening? Know up their life. You can understand. They keep going down and down and down. Finally, they are going to hell. That is a bottom part of the everything. So, if someone, their life is up, they are with God's presence. So that, the Jonah want to show that. So we believe the book Jonah. And chapter 1, verse 3, he lost his money. Am I right? He paid and he going to Tarsus. It's not like a free tour. He's paid. So if someone away from God, definitely his pocket going to empty. You understand? Okay. So most people in Sri Lanka, sometimes I'm talking my cultural thing. It is not related to you, so leave it. Take the flesh and leave the bone. Okay, right. Okay, Sri Lanka, mostly people, they're suffering with, you know, economic problems, you know. So some people, they are okay. So what the reason? Mostly we are close to God's presence, He will bless us. If we are away from God, you know, our money always have a problem. Okay, right, that is my second, okay. Chapter 1, 3 and chapter 2, verse 10, the both place they're mentioning, away from presence of God. You read chapter 1, verse 3 and chapter 2, verse 10. He ran from God's calling, he ran from God's presence. You read that two verses. Presence of the Lord. Okay. When he get into the Tarshish ship, the presence away from him. So, if we are out of the presence of God, we're going to face many problems. Okay. So, this is kind of background. Okay. So, why we want to keep asking, why Jonah away from God? Why he disobedient to his calling? So I want to show who obeyed in this book. So my title for Jonah book, Book of Obedience. Okay. Chapter 1, verse 4. Read someone. Right, who sent the wind? So who spoke to the wind? Lord. So wind obey or not? So obedience, when obey, hallelujah, in Sri Lanka, hallelujah, right, again, verse 16, sailors, they obeyed God, right, all they feared God, who not disobeyed? Jonah, right, again, verse 1, sorry, chapter 1, verse 17. Yeah. Who prepared? ESV say God appointed. Who have a, you have a ESV? Appointed? So God not appointed pastors, leaders, elders. God appointing who? Fish. So fish, fish said, "Oh, I cannot swallow Jonah." Then who, what happened to the Nineveh? So who obey? So now we saw one person disobedient, and others are all obeying. Who? Wind, sailors, now fish. Interesting, you see, chapter 2, verse 10. God can speak to fish? Yeah. So, God, specifically God, what said this verse? Vomit dry land. He vomit to sea, he died. My observation, I can see what God say, specifically God say, vomit where? Dry land. Unfortunately, he vomit inside the sea. See what happened? Die. So fish obeyed or not? One time or two times? Twice. So this book we can call a disobedient book? Oh. Okay. Then chapter 3 verse 5. Obeyed. full Nineveh city, they all obeyed. Yeah. So this book, which title is best? Obedience. So see, chapter 3, verse 6. So who obeyed? King. Then chapter 7, verse 7. So, Jonah showing this book, king made a statement, who want to fast? People? Who? Animals, beasts, so full of obedient book this. So, who? Cows are obedient and cattle is obedient, everybody is obedient. So, they all fasting prayer. So, some mostly church, you know, fast and pray, only people come. Now that fasting prayer in, you know, beast and everybody, the animal also fasting. Okay. Here, and verse 8. See, an infant also, king called for fasting. Okay. So they all repent, they all obey to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Right. Then chapter 4, verse 6. Who? Obedient. Right. Now the Lord appointed plant. Plant. Obey. Okay. So who is the smallest person in the Bible obey God? Well, you see, yeah. Verse 8. God sent a wind again, and which word? Worm. You find that word? Worm, the servant, yeah. God appointed a worm that attacked the plant. So who obeyed? Worm. Right. Now you understand full book of obedient, and who not obey to God? John. So now you want to teach me why Jonah not obey. He's a sinner. Punish. Okay. So Jonah, Jonah had a second chance also. You read that chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. It's showing something Jonah obey like that, you know. It's the Bible say, the showing Jonah like obey prophet, but he's not really obeyed. You read that verse also. Chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. Second chance. Up to four, sister. Okay. You know, some scholars say he only spoke 42 words only, whole Nineveh repent. What a powerful prophet. I'm preaching like a 35 years in Sri Lanka. How people not repent? But this disobeyed. Jonah, you know, talking 45 words only, whole Nineveh with cows and animals, everybody repenting. He's a powerful prophet. What do you think? He's powerful? Yeah, is God's word powerful? And we are also preaching God's word, but sometimes people not obey, you know. But he, people obey to his word and they repent. Right. So what is, so this brother also brought that attention. So I want to talk about little. So we will read chapter 4, 1 to 4. Then I will come to conclusion of book of Jonah. What is really Jonah make to disobey? Chapter 4, verse 1 to 4. We will read verse. Right. Right. You know, most of people, they are thinking Jonah, he don't know about Bible, or he don't about God because he away from God. But this verses we can see Jonah know about God very well. Amen. He know God's nature. And he know who is God and when he's, what he's doing when people repent, and everything he know. So then, what kind of problem dealing with himself, Jonah? Okay. So this is the message tonight, and we want to very sensitive to our life. Jonah lived in North Kingdom of Israel. I told. And the biggest enemy of North Kingdom is Assyria. Okay. So Jonah's time, they have a big problem with Assyria. Assyria capital is, what is the capital of? Capital is Nineveh. So Jonah's whole life, we want to see Nineveh want to destroy and Nineveh want to perish. Then God told him Nineveh going to punish. So he liked that message, but other side he know who is God. What he know about God? When the people turn their wicked way, God also change his mind. And God going to bless and God going to love them. So he want to see punishment of the Nineveh. But he don't want to see they exist. Okay. Then only Jonah decided to disobey and away from the presence of Lord. So what the book of Jonah, what Jonah want to tell to his audience, or the what is the emphasis of the book? Our past experience. Can you hear me? You are You understand what I'm saying? Our past experience and our past understanding in our hearts, some grudge and our thoughts and some things happen to us, if cannot forgive them and forget, it will affect our calling. I am communicating or not? Yeah. You think Nineveh punished after Jonah? No. Nineveh only BC 722 attacked North Israel and they captured. So Nineveh not destroyed. But what is the Jonah's book emphasizing? God's calling. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometime our enemy will going to exist. That is not matter. But our focus, what God is telling to do and obey to God's calling. You know, I will bring one example. God said to Abraham, "Go, take your son and go to the Moriah mountain and sacrifice." Okay. So he prepared everything and he went 3 days journey and he ready to kill his son. Okay. But he failed to hear that moment God voice, "Today no Israel." You got it what I say? You understood? We want to sensitive to the Holy Spirit and sensitive to the His voice every moment. Not a one time. Most Christians, they kill their vision. They kill their future. They kill their, you know, God's presence because they are sensitive to the one time only God's calling. The whole life, they are living according to their understanding, their knowledge, their experience. That's why Christianity is suffering today. If we can sensitive to the Holy Spirit every moment, Christians are most victorious people in the earth. So Jonah want to bring attention to the people of Israel to show his life experience. Don't build your life on past experience or your enemy or what your circumstance you went through. Leave it that and obey to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Then only God's presence going with us. Amen. Otherwise, we going to, which I show how many downs is life. He went down, how many times he went down? 4 times. Finally, he went down the very bottom of the sea. And he lose his money. And he lose his time. And he hangry and everything. Because, why? Book of Jonah, full of obedience. Are they all obey? You know, nature and wind and worm and cattle and everybody obey to God. Only Jonah. Because why? His past experience. And sometimes, you know, I know some people, they are very, they are ethnicities. You know, they are very close to their country. So they're not focusing on God, they are focusing on country, their language, then their kind of things, you know. Some people, their family. Some people, they are very close to their church and they're willing to die for church, but not God. They are willing to die for their country, not God's calling. You know, in 2018, you heard or not, Easter attack, Sri Lanka IS attack, you know. They attacked 3 church. One is our Pentecostal church. I think 27 children, the Sunday school, where the Sunday school happened, that close to that place, only he blasts his bomb. 27 children died in that place. their worshiping time. You know, that time, people, they said, we want to kill the Muslims. And, you know, the church hate the Muslim people. But that is not right. You know, that time our Catholic one bishop, he said, we want to love. That is what Jesus showed us. That is good statement. Okay. So, what I want to bring you, don't leave your past experience. Don't look at your house, or, sorry, look at your nation, or your church. Or, no, you obey to God's voice. Sometimes it's against our backgrounds and our, you know, our own things, but we want to obey our own things, or God calling. If we can obey to God, then God's presence with us, He will provide our all provisions. He guide our whole life. Amen. Amen. So this is what Jonah. So God bless you all.